A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Let's go. Welcome in, Jason and John, 99.9 FM, ESPN. Somebody got to keep, they keep stealing my my working headphones in here. I get the short one. You know, we got to do better, people around here. Leave the working headphones in the main studio. We're here. Good to be here. Jason, as we talked about yesterday, is on vacation, as he well deserves. I mean, the human part of me, no question about it. It's like, damn, man. I mean, when I took my paternity, it was May. You know, you had Fade Brad. You had playoffs every day. You know what I'm saying? You took your days off in July. But I really can't complain because I got a month to his time here. So getting a well-deserved break is Jason Smith. So I'll be holding it down this week and next. I think he's in New York, taking in, you know, New York City and the Big Apple and Broadway and should be a fun time there with the fam. So I'll be holding it down today, like I said, the rest of this week. Lots to get to on the show today, including an update on Zach Edey that, you know, maybe fans are not going to be super excited about, but I think is understandable. We'll touch on that. Big debut last night on Netflix, the spinoff of Quarterback last year, which featured Kirk Cousins, Pat Mahomes, lots of other quarterbacks. They couldn't find enough QBs that were willing to do it this year, so they switched position groups and they went to receiver, which is, you know, again, so far, I watched maybe a couple of episodes. I watched a little bit of, well, I watched pretty much all of Canada, USA, basically half maybe of Grizz yesterday. But I did take in a couple of episodes, and we'll talk about it here in just a minute and sort of how it stacks up next to Quarterback. Big show today. We're going to be joined by Jeff Calkins at 11:25. He'll join us. Nice. Moving some things around because Drew's usually in that spot. He's traveling. Trista Crick will join us at 12:25. My friend, our dear friend of the show from BetMGM tonight. We'll get her thoughts on Zach Edey, Grizz Summer League, the offseason in the NBA, free agency moves. Lots to get to. We'll ask her what she thinks about Zach Edey as being the consensus favorite for Rookie of the Year. So she'll join us at 12:25, and then Drew Hill will join us at 1:25. I think he's going from Salt Lake straight to Vegas.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I think that's kind of that's the arrangement there, which is a lot of time away from home. That's a lot of time, man. I mean, he's already been out there for, I think, what, a week? Mm-hmm. And then he's going straight to, you know, Summer League, which I think it's 10 days. Hopefully, I can't possibly believe he'll be out there for the entirety of the Summer League, but he will certainly be out there, you know, for the first part of it. I guess what the Grizzlies do with Zach will inform how long he stays out there, if at all. So we'll touch on all that with Drew Hill at 1:25. So that is the show today, but a lot to get to. Let's do a little cap or no cap.
Cap. It means lion, but built different. Now it's cap.
I'm going to say cap.
For no cap.
I'm going to say that's no cap.
On 92.9's Jason and John show.
Let's get to Summer League. I enjoy these games even without Zach Edey. The cap or no cap question is, we will see Zach Edey play again this summer. Is that cap or no cap, John?
Well, so the reporting is comes to us from Drew Hill over at the Daily Memphian. He caught up with Jason March about that topic specifically. Zach did not go yesterday. Jake LaRavia did not go yesterday. Gigi and
Scotty
and
went.
Scotty went, yep. Yep. But Cam Spencer and Jalen Wells sat. So yeah. You know, you got a part of the full Utah Summer League, and I guess the Vegas Summer League, but not all of it. And it was another L. So in terms of the result, if you invest in that at all, it's been a tough week in Salt Lake City. But I think we're all sort of wondering and looking at whether or not we'll see Zach Edey again. And so based on Drew's reporting, I'm going to say that's what was the statement again?
Zach Edey, we'll see Zach Edey play again this summer.
I'm going to say that's cap.
Okay.
I don't think we do.
I think that's a good answer too.
Yeah, we talked about that the day after the first game when he had the tip in. And I said I'd just shut him down and I have no reason to change my stance there.
We've gotten some pushback on that opinion. I share that opinion with you. I listened to Jeff yesterday, and he was kind of like, maybe we should see more than just one. We kind of need him, right?
Why do we need to see more of him in Las Vegas?
Right. What else do we need?
Against kids.
Right.
I mean, I don't care about that. I mean, I've seen enough. And if Jeff wants to defend that opinion, he can certainly do so at 11:25. But we saw him do this. It wasn't like he did this against one of the Chinese big men.
Right.
Right. I mean, no disrespect.
It was one of the better ones in Kessler.
But it's like a guy who, when we came into the game, we were asking, why on earth is he in this?
Right.
Walker Kessler was on the World Cup team last year. He didn't play, but he was on it. He was in those practices,
the
right?
Starter.
He's been in the pipeline. 2 years ago, he was considered one of the up-and-coming, big men in the NBA. I don't know if he's considered that anymore, but, still a good player, right?
Right.
When you talk about trades, when you read about trades and what the Jazz want back for him, they want a first-rounder. Okay, that's the quality of player that Walker Kessler is. And we saw him put up 14, 15, and 4. And we saw him get past two guys in Kessler and Filipowski for a tip-in. We saw him do everything we need him to do for the Grizzlies when the games actually matter in October, November, December, and beyond.
Right.
Why do I care about seeing two more games of him, three more games of him in July when the dude hit the deck three different times? Two times, scary, right?
To tighten up the shoes, almost went out?
Yeah, like he played and finished that game, which, credit to him, shows sort of how much of a competitor he is. Mm. But then he gets undercut, right? The way he's wired is if he's out there, he's going to,
he's putting it out there. Yeah.
He's going to die for the ball. Because I genuinely feel... I've watched him for years going back to Purdue. Like, he is just hell-bent on proving the world wrong, that you guys were wrong about me, to doubt me, to not think that I was going to be able to make it here. And so every time he takes the floor, he's got that. He plays with that. It's a beautiful thing. It's a great thing. It's going to help him. It's why he went ninth. But I don't need him to be out there doing that in July. He's too crucial and too vital to what the Grizzlies – I mean, they have no other options.
Right.
Who is their – five option. They don't have one.
Jemison might be a backup, but that's it.
I'm not. I don't want to be in a situation where I'm ever having to depend on Trey Jemison for anything other than South Haven bodies. Okay,
two-way. Yeah,
respectfully. Like Trey Jemison is not the answer.
No.
So, yeah, like I get it. People will be a little disappointed if they want to see Zach Edey play in Las Vegas, but nobody cares, right? Now, in the end, it doesn't. If he goes out there, he gets hurt. There's really no upside. There's no upside to Zach Edey playing in Vegas. Yeah, I'm sure he wants to play. That's what basketball players want to do. Marc Gasol had the navicular fracture. He wanted to play, bro.
Right.
Sometimes you just have to save these guys from themselves. And you have to say, big fella, you showed us enough. You showed the world enough. In that one game, you achieved everything and more. Like, let's just focus. You'd be playing for Canada right now, or at least with Canada. I don't know how much he'd be playing. Maybe after last night, he would be playing.
right.
But in the end, you can still do all the things that you want to do and not have to play summer league basketball games, right? You could still improve your skill
and work on certain things and improve your body and your conditioning and all those things without playing games, right? Yep. It's possible. These guys are going to play pickup. You can't control that.
I agree.
But I, if I can control it, mm-hmm. I'm going to say, no, don't worry about it, dog. Like, that's what if I can't control it, which the right. Grizzlies can. And look, I think they're kind of giving you the hint. I think they're trying to kind of let you down easy. Jason Marsh told Drew Hill, we want him on the floor, and we want to see what he can do. We'll see if he plays again in summer league. We're not going to be reckless. You saw him turn his ankle. He turned it pretty good. We just have to be smart with it. I will tell you one thing. That boy wants to play. I have a feeling we'll see him again, but I don't know. Right now, I can't predict that. No, I mean, that's a perfect plausible deny. We'll see him again
good
in FedEx Forum.
Good teeter-totter there. Yeah.
We'll see him in FedEx Forum.
Yeah.
But I just feel like that is sort of Jason Marsh saying without saying, unlikely that we will. I'm sure Jason Marsh would love to have him. The Grizzlies, I actually checked this morning, they're 8-1 to win the Summer League, which I think is third or fourth best odds. So I believe the Warriors are the favorite, by the way.
Oh.
I think they're 5.5-1, just for the record. Interesting. But, you know, I just don't really see, like, what is there to gain? What is there to gain for Zach Edey? What is there to gain for the Grizzlies by him playing in these games?
I watched the game. I was really scared when he rolled his ankle. And the other thing is, these are other dudes that are trying to sort of prove themselves so they can make friggin' rosters. Like, they're going pretty hard if you watch some of the, like that play where, was it LaRavia hit the deck? I mean, that guy shoved him down. It's kind of dicey out there, you know? So, mm-hmm. I think you put him on ice. The one player I did watch last night, I watched three players, Jemison, Scotty, and Gigi's out there. Gigi did a little better last night, it seemed like. I mean, did you think he looked a little better?
Well, it would have been hard for him to be worse.
Yeah, that's fair. It's been a rough summer so far.
Yeah, no, I mean, my thoughts on Gigi are pretty much, they remain unchanged.
Right.
His path to real playing time next year is going to be very difficult.
Needs to change the mindset maybe a little bit.
And again, I just think it kind of tells you everything that he played and Jake LaRavia did not.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
Like Jake LaRavia, they said, hey, no, we might need you.
Mm.
So, I think that was some cold water, a splash of cold water maybe for people who, you know, and again, I recognize I was one of those people a week ago who thought, you know, Gigi really shouldn't play in many games. But I obviously, since that first game, I've changed my tune completely. He should play in every single game in the Summer League. And then he should spend time, I think, in South Haven. And I think he will spend time in South Haven. And again, that's not to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Right.
I think Gigi has a lot of potential and he has all the tools. But again, didn't win last night, hasn't won a game in Utah Summer League. It's really time for Gigi to show he can be, he can have a role on a winner. He hasn't done it in college. He didn't do it. He hasn't done it professionally. So it's, you know, that's the step for him. He's got to show that he's a winning player. He has not done that in his career. So, you know, I think that's kind of the next step for him. And that's about habits. It's about your professionalism. And he's 19. I mean, he's got a lot of time, you know. But there are, you know, Jaime Jaquez is a young guy too.
Right.
I mean, it's, you know, there's lots of young guys in the NBA. It's a young guys league. And they find ways to produce on winners. So, you know, you can only use the age excuse as long as you can use the age excuse now.
Right.
It doesn't hold that much weight with me. You know, I mean, you have a guaranteed contract now, and it's time to show. I'd play Gigi every game in Summer League. As far as Edey goes, he's too important to the calculus for next season. I mean, he's the only real five option that they've got, and he's a difference maker. If you sat anybody in the Grizz front office down and you asked what would be the benefit of Zach Edey playing in Summer League, I think they'd all agree that there is none. There's not one. I mean, Memphis fans back home get to watch it on TV. Who cares? Because if he gets hurt, he aggravates that ankle, and we're talking about how many times we've been through that? How many times we've been through that?
Yeah.
You know, a guy getting hurt and having to, you know, start the season, you know, not being able to go through training camp, not being able to do this, that, or the other. We've seen it a lot, and I would avoid it at all costs. So a little unfortunate, takes a little shine off of it, but I don't think he was long. We talked about this even before it all started. Zach Edey was not going to be long for this stuff anyway.
Right.
I think we set the over-under at 3.5.
Yep.
And I think we might have said 4. You know, we might have said 4 games he plays.
Yep.
Okay, so he plays 1. Big deal. It doesn't matter to me, especially when in that 1, he was brilliant. I would say let that be your effort. Let that be your, you know, this is what I did in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stand on that. And I'll see you guys in October at FedEx Forum.
Yep, I agree with you. Last night saw pretty entertaining, at least for a half, Canada-U.S. friendly, I guess you'd call it, with their feature games. They did it in Vegas. Barack on hand. All the celebs were out. Looked good at T-Mobile last night. I enjoyed watching that. And then it kind of became a blowout in the second half. So let's go to USA basketball win. They will win every game by double digits this summer. Cap or no cap, John?
I think it's no cap. Yeah. I was blown away yesterday by – I know the final score was 12 – or 14, excuse me.
It was 86-72, something like that.
Yeah, 86-72. Okay. But they were clearly mailing it in for the majority of the end of the third, fourth quarter when Canada put the tax assessors out there.
Right.
I was like, who the hell are these guys? Where's Shane Gilgeous Alexander? Where's Jamal Murray? They just kind of waved the white flag.
Yeah, they put him on ice.
Yeah, look, first and foremost, the biggest disparity and the most glaring disparity that you notice off the rip is just the size.
Yeah.
And you sort of knew it, but then you saw it in practice.
Right.
You know, well, I don't remember exactly what the final rebound margin was, but I think the United States doubled them up.
Yeah.
And really, it was their length defensively that bothered Canada all day long. And they were shooting under, 35% for the game last I saw. And Canada is a team that is supposed to be, that is considered allegedly a contender that's in their weight class. And I would say absolutely not are they in the United States Olympic weight class in basketball. World Cup, maybe,
Yeah.
Because that was their World Cup roster.
Oh, yeah.
Sans Jamal Murray, right?
Yep.
Like, Jamal didn't play last year, but that was the same team that they had out there in the World Cup. And obviously, there was nothing about the United States team last night that was similar to the World Cup team. Two total, I guess. Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards was the addition there.
But that was it.
So everybody else was, completely different from that, and it showed. And I just sort of, I'm sort of thinking here, could the United States lose to like a Serbia or something who just slice and dice you with the fundamentals? And try to play a different game and shoot the lights out. Yeah,
maybe,
but it's only going to be that kind of team.
Right.
It's not going to be a team like Canada that wants to do exactly what you do, which is athleticism and some skill and guard play, but worse than you, right? Mm. I thought it was an eye-opener because the United States didn't even play well, I thought. They were turning the ball
terrible.
Over. They were sloppy. And it's just like, People look at that and they're like, no, United States only wants to, they only look good when they can get out and run. Who is the United States not going to be able to get out and run against?
Right.
What, I mean, pray tell. Please show me a team in the world that's going to be able to keep the United States from doing that. Because it's like, I was wondering this. Okay, the game's out of reach. Who can the United States put in? Who's their cigar lineup?
Right. Is it Holiday?
It's like Anthony Edwards and Devin Booker and that's their
Studs.
Cigar lineup.
Yeah.
When it's on ice.
Right.
It's absolutely insane.
Yeah, it's crazy.
A couple other things I took away.
Yeah.
Really rough debut for Embiid. I did not really come away thinking that he should be the starter. It should absolutely be Anthony Davis. Embiid may just not be a good FIBA big man. I don't know. There are some intricacies. There's some differences, some slight little differences in the game. You know what I mean? There's a pace to it.
He's not a pick-and-roll player like Anthony.
There's a pace to FIBA play because you're only talking about 10-minute quarters.
Yep.
And there are some key little small differences. And I just don't necessarily know if Embiid is the best fit. Again, you take him because he's, one of the best big men in the NBA. But I came away thinking definitely, Bam and Anthony Davis were and are better suited, for what we're trying to do. But honestly, it won't matter. Like, no Kevin Durant last night, no Derek White, who was just another body replacement for Kawhi Leonard. And it was still a rout. It was still yes, I know Canada was up 21-14 after the first, but please tell me what the final three-quarter score was, right? I mean, after that, you outscore Canada the rest of the way by 21. It was an absolute destruction. Right. Again, this isn't Colombia, okay?
Right.
This is not a slub team. This is a team that is, supposed to vie for gold, allegedly. That's supposed to push you, and in no way, shape, or form – I mean, they're, you know,
no.
The best they can
do is
early,
but no.
They're running Dylan Brooks' offense. I don't really think that's going to. They kind of did that in the World Cup. They kind of because there was no Murray, so he had a lot of the ball. But that's not really going to lead to a lot of success for Canada. So I just really came away feeling like if the United States is minus 500 to win a gold, I think they should probably be minus 1,000. I mean, this should be like priced like Wembanyama going number one in the draft. With a gold medal is coming back to America. I don't think there's even a close game. I mean, again, maybe Serbia, but yep. you got to think about the group, right? South Sudan. They're going to get creamed.
Yeah.
You know, Puerto Rico, we played them last year in this showcase and won by 40. Now, no Alvarado, but it doesn't matter. He ain't a 40-point difference maker. He ain't a 20-point difference maker. So, I mean, it's kind of boring.
It does, especially with these margins.
It's a little boring. Yeah. It's going to be boring. There will be no drama in Paris. I'm telling you, like every spread on this game, on any United States game is going to be. I would imagine maybe Serbia is 9.5.
Yeah.
Every other spread is going to be double digits. Like Australia, double digits. Spain, double digits. Obviously, Canada was already double digits last night with no Kevin Durant.
Sure.
I mean, who else are we talking about? Greece is going to be double digits. Everybody's going to be double digits.
And Lithuania's out, y'all said, right?
Like, there's so many countries that are not in the Olympics that are like powers. Slovenia's not playing in it. Argentina's not playing in it. Lithuania's not playing in it. Croatia's not playing in it.
Yep.
You know, a lot of these teams have NBA players, a long lineage of NBA history.
Yeah.
And they're not in it. And I don't see many challenges. I don't see any challengers. I mean, again, Serbia.
They're plus 1,100 is what it says. Canada's the second behind U.S. at plus 900.
I mean, can you imagine that? Like, that's the second best
odds.
That
would be crazy.
That team has the second best odds. And don't try to tell me that they didn't try last night because Canada was winning the game.
Yep.
They were up 21-14. I mean, they were absolutely trying to win the game. And, you know, the United States played pretty poorly for them. and it was just no contest. So, yeah. I mean, there's no way I would have put a dollar on Canada. I mean, maybe plus, you know, 9,000.
Right.
I think that's kind of what we're talking about here. So, listen, it's one of those things where you'll watch it and you'll be, but it won't be dramatic. It's just not going to be one of those. You know, you're not going to have to sweat like this. Ain't going to be Michael Phelps in the field where you're right, like, right, come on, come on, come on, come on. You know, no, this is, I mean, we can sort of fast forward as far as I'm concerned to the middle of August for the gold medal ceremony for USA basketball.
So I've been watching Hard Knocks, and now I guess there's another one of these specials I can tune into with the summer months here. Receiver is now on Netflix, and I didn't watch it, but Receiver on Netflix will be better than the quarterback special. Is that cap or no cap, John?
I watched, like I said, maybe an episode and a half yesterday. It's Justin Jefferson, it's George Kittle, it's Debo Samuel, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Devontae Adams. Those are the five receivers that are profiled. Like, you know, a quarterback that's following around Kirk Cousins. Was it Mariota? It was Mariota, okay. Mahomes.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't remember the other one. There might have been one other guy. But
Kirk Mahomes, yeah.
I don't remember who the other guy was.
Too.
But yeah, I mean, that's sort of, it's the same format. They're following guys around. And look, I mean, the NFL is the greatest. I mean, it's just the greatest. The presentation, the production, the on-field stuff. There's just really nothing that comes close to the NFL in that regard. So anything the NFL does like this is going to be fantastic. Will it be better? No, it won't be better. I'll say that's cap. It won't be better just because receivers are just less important.
Yeah.
Right, they're just less important than the quarterback, and while they do prepare and while they do have big roles, it's just they don't control they don't dictate the results of the game
right.
in the way that Patrick Mahomes does. Right, so I think that's the thing.
They're not checking the play at the line, kind of stuff.
Right, yeah. I mean, quarterbacks, you know, are you know the difference. Yeah. You know, yep. you have nothing if you don't have a quarterback. But do I think receiver would be more interesting than any other position group they could do? Yes, I do. I think it'd be more interesting. The offensive linemen are boring. Nobody cares about defensive linemen. Running backs don't even really exist anymore, right? I mean, everybody splits carry, so there's no real star running back. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think this is probably the only place they could go. And, you know, I will say I kind of fast-forwarded through the things that I didn't care about. Like, I didn't care that much about George Kittle, so I kind of fast-forwarded him, and I focused on Davante Adams.
Okay.
And they did a much better job, I think, than Hard Knocks would of exploring things that are actually happening in the locker room. Like, I remember the Hard Knocks season when they were with the Raiders, and I remember that the Antonio Brown drama and the chaos was just basically glossed over. You know, he had the cryo chamber foot thing. He had the hot air balloon, which they did cover the hot air balloon. But then he had the helmet problem. He wouldn't switch to the new helmets.
You had Gruden talking about him a lot.
Yes, and Hard Knocks didn't really cover that. They didn't cover that. This particular series covered Davante Adams basically hating playing with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Wow.
Like he basically said Jimmy Garoppolo is getting me hurt. Okay, he's inaccurate. Jeez. He's throwing the ball behind me, and he's getting me killed out there. And there's a scene in like the second or third episode where Davante Adams is like on the bench beside himself because he's not getting any targets, and he's hurt, and he's playing hurt.
Yep.
And he looks at his teammate, and he goes, I got to get the F out of here before I lose my effing life. And he's like saying, I've never been hurt in my career. I've never had a quarterback throw this poorly. Like, and the next week they bench Garoppolo. But you, like, again, that's the kind of stuff Hard Knocks would not show you.
No.
Hard Knocks would never show you something.
That's pretty
like
PC generally.
Yeah, no, it's in concert, right?
They're kind of with the NFL tag teaming.
Yeah. No, this was definitely realer than that.
We need some of that. That's good.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what you want.
It was refreshing in that everybody, if you were watching the Raiders play in week six, you know what I'm saying? That's how you felt.
Yeah.
So, and it was nice to see that the players feel that way too on the sideline. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just us, and it's not all just, oh, we got to stand by our teammates. Like, no, bro, this guy is not a professional quarterback anymore. He can't throw, and I'm hurt, and he gets me hurt. You know, and so it was really fascinating in that way to see how it should be covered.
Yeah,
you know. So kudos to it's Peyton. It's like Omaha,
his production
Peyton,
company.
You know, because he covered it in a way that you know, and again, I think it's one of those things where it does make Hard Knocks a tougher sell.
Yes.
Because we know you guys don't, you know, you have the in-season thing where you show the conversation with Saquon, but again, we know you're only going to show us what you want us to see.
Well, you're not hearing, like, in this instance, you really would like to hear what Saquon is really saying. What he's probably saying is, I'm getting the hell out of New York.
These folks did me wrong.
I already got a foot in Philadelphia, and they're going to pay me $35 million. You guys are low-budget me on a $11 million a year contract where you're going to franchise me. Like, get the hell out of here.
No, that would have been good. You know, but we don't get that with Hard Knocks. We sort of just get the one side.
Yeah.
And again, it's all going to be sort of approved and rubber stamped by the NFL. So if you love the NFL like I love the NFL, you will definitely love this show. And, I mean, there's something for everybody. You got 49ers, you got Vikings, you got Lions, Raiders. I mean, it's good stuff, and it's stars. I mean, it's Justin Jefferson, it's Davante Adams, Amon-Ra, and Debo and Kittle. So, I mean, it's the best of the best. The only guy they're probably missing is Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, that's probably the only guy that maybe should have been on
top
this list
level
that
guy.
Wasn't. Yeah. But they did a really good job of getting the stars. So I'm excited to keep watching it as it all unfolds. And it also really made me miss football. Like, that was like the other
brother.
Thing. It was like, damn, I'm watching like week five games. I'm like, oh, I remember that game. Like, I remember watching that game. And, you know, man,
we're
miss
getting
it.
Close, though. I mean, I put the schedule together yesterday. We are, you know, you're a month away from preseason. And then obviously the Hall of Fame game, you know, August 30th, 31, you're looking at the UT opener. I mean, we're getting close.
Yep.
6 weeks, four
yep.
weeks.
Yep.
So you want me to do this other one, or you want to go on?
No, we're going to take a break. We're going to get to Jeff. We'll call him and get his thoughts on Zach Edey. He wrote about Ron Olsen. We'll talk about, you know, receiver. Who would the Buffalo Bills receiver profile be? It would be Khalil Shakir. No, it would be Kincaid. They'd profile Kincaid. That's who it would be.
Wow.
Yeah.
Next. Is that who their one is?
Well, he's their sort of hybrid tight end guy, yeah. Dawson Knox.
Good luck, Buffalo.
We'll talk about all that with Jeff when we get back. Jason and John, I need to turn FM, ESPN.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Jeff Calkins
is the host of the Jeff Calkins Show here on 99 FM, ESPN, columnist for the Daily Memphian. Joins us every single Thursday, and he's joining us a little earlier today than usual. Appreciate his time. So, hey, let me ask you this. I watched a little bit of the new Netflix series Receiver, which is that spinoff of Quarterback, right?
Yeah.
So it features Devontae Adams, George Kittle, Debo Samuel, Justin Jefferson, and Amon-Ra St. Brown. So number one receivers for their respective teams, right? And I was just wondering, who would be the feature for the Buffalo Bills? Who would be the receiver?
Dalton Kincaid.
Okay, that's what I thought.
If you had, although I do think I've seen, I think there's a lot of enthusiasm for Dalton Kincaid as the number one target for Josh Allen. He had a really good rookie year, came on strong at the end, and I think there's a lot of sort of excitement of him. If you look at fantasy drafts and what people are, you know, are expecting him to go, I'm a little concerned because he put up those numbers when Dalton Knox got hurt. Dalton Knox is overrated and overpaid, but he does have a role, and they'll continue to play him, and Josh will continue to throw to him. So I'm a little worried that Dalton Kincaid is not going to be the number one, in even, you know, he'll be the number one tight end. He'll be the number one tight end by not, but maybe not by enough. If it weren't Dalton Kincaid, I mean, is it Kamal Shakir or is it Keon Coleman? I mean, they don't have a number one wide receiver.
That's right, Keon Coleman. Now that he would be the feature.
Or is
though.
It, what's his name, the dude from the Curtis Samuel? You know, that's it.
Like, yeah,
that's,
it can't be Curtis. But Keon Coleman would actually be a great feature for that show, though.
Oh, he was a great feature for the show, although he's getting, at this point, his image is way ahead. I mean, he hasn't had any production. You know, whether he'll be good or not, he is a talker. You know, he is a talker. And so if he's good, he'll be a lot of fun.
Right.
At least until he's a pain in the ass, right?
Yeah.
And so you could see him following that trajectory. If he's not good, it's going to all blow back on him, the fact that he's gotten so much pop just for the way he talks, for the things he says. You know, he says some pretty – he's colorful. He's funny. He'd be great on the show. Who's best so far?
Oh, Devontae Adams is, like, the realist. Like, there is a – and I was just talking about this with Brad. Like, you know, Hard Knocks probably used to be – a lot more real than it is now, but right. Now it's all sanitized and sort right. of, you know, filtered and all that.
Right.
But like there is, you know, if you followed the NFL season last year, you knew that the Raiders quarterback play was an absolute abject disaster with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right.
And Devontae Adams felt the same way. And he like said that he actually suffered an AC joint injury at some point in the first 3 to 4 weeks of the season. And there's a game where the Raiders are, you know, in a tight one and he's got like one target. And he's sitting on the bench, and he's like, and this is what he says, I got to get out of here or I'm going to lose my effing life. Because, like, and then, like, they cut to, like, Jimmy G overthrowing him and throwing behind him, and it's just like, it's like, damn, like, this is refreshing to know that we're not the only ones that feel this way. Because sometimes, you know, Hard Knocks will have you think you're in an insane asylum because it's just all,
right.
You know what I mean?
It's become, right, sanitized.
Yeah, and so, I think it's good. I think it's definitely, it's not as good as quarterback because just the quarterbacks are the, you know, the most dynamic personalities. But, I mean, it's probably right there. I mean, it makes me miss NFL football, and the NFL is king. So it's fantastic.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it is so interesting. Like, here we are in this sort of dead period of summer. And I always is just sort of, you know, I wake up early and then I start listening to reading and whatever else. And I always listen to Unsportsmanlike Now, the show that precedes mine. And sure, they'll talk NBA transactions, you know, and they'll talk about the U.S. team, national team and whatever, going to the Olympics. But every other segment is NFL.
Yep.
You know, it's ranking who has the best skill position players. Today they were talking about whether Dak Prescott, what number his next contract is going to be, whether it makes sense for Dallas to go into a season where they've got their number one receiver, their number one quarterback, their number one pass rusher, all unpaid, their head coach, like right down the line. Like everyone is like, you know, they haven't stepped up and said, we believe in you to any of those people, at least financially. And it is totally king. It is totally king. And in this day and age where, I mean, we all of a sudden have the NBA getting this, you know, billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar deal for TV, as great as that is, it's just dwarfed by the NFL.
Yep.
Just dwarfed.
Yep.
And the NFL is super fun. It just is.
I don't know if it's like just the routine of it, like Monday, Thursday, Sunday, right? And of course now it's becoming like Monday, Thursday, Friday, you know, Christmas. You know what I mean? Like it's becoming everything. But I think there is sort of that fall, like, oh my God, I'm about to be in a 3 to 4 month routine that I miss. I think
I think that's a huge part of it. But like, here's the thing. Baseball was once upon a time a routine, right? Baseball was America's pastime, spring training. What is more routine than spring training and then opening day? And then you've got, you know, practically every night in the summer, sitting on your porch, listening to your transistor radio. Like it was part of the routine. And then the World Series and the All-Star game was huge. And all of this was part of the routine. It's not anymore. In some cities, it is. It's clearly part of the calendar and part of the, you know, the way people go through life. It's not anymore. So it's not just the fact of the routine. It's the fact that the league, there's something about either the way the game is played or the way the league is run
that makes it more appealing to people, or if you want to say the violence or whatever else. I do think one of the interesting things is you compare it to the NBA, and in the NFL, it has always been true that anyone can win, right? You can win in Green Bay, you can win in Dallas, mm-hmm. you can win in New York, you can win, you know, you can win in Jacksonville. Like, anyone can win if they're well run. And in the NBA, that has not really been. There's been a huge, you know, huge disparity for a long time. Now, interestingly enough, the NBA, with their new salary cap rules, are, you know, creating a world that where the things are more even. And all you do is hear complaints about it. You know, people are like, I can't believe now you can't even keep your own players. They're breaking up teams. Is this really good for the NBA? Look what the Clippers have to do. Look what the Warriors have to do. Look, like, teams can't even hold their good players together. I don't know why. I have a hard time putting my finger on it. Why does the NFL feel, I don't know, like it's just the right amount of anyone can win, but there's still star power. It's just, at this point, I mean, it's got it all going on.
Yeah, I saw a tweet from, and I feel a little guilty that I retweeted it, Dove Kleiman, which is not a real person, by the way. It's like it was an account that was like paid for, and it's a fake identity. I feel bad about it, but whatever.
Right. It's an aggregator, right?
It's an aggregator that doesn't exist and only like does it to get, you know, paycheck right. from Twitter, regardless of okay. the accuracy of the report. But anyway, he basically, the tweet posted an image of, all right, well, here's what it costs every year to watch the NFL. It's Peacock, it's Prime Video, it's Netflix.
Right, I saw that.
Yeah. And I'm like, I would pay triple this. I mean, like, don't tell the NFL, but I would pay triple what it costs. Like, you know, if you have any ticket, you know, that probably takes, that adds to it, or maybe it doesn't because you get everything. But I'm serious. Like, I there's probably no amount of money I wouldn't pay within reason to watch the NFL every year.
Yeah, I sort of agree with you. It is certainly part of the, you know, I don't know, it's part of the national fabric now. And college football is, particularly in this region, and it has much the same, sort of lesser, but
right.
it has the same. But it's interesting because the NFL, college football has all these things that make it seem a little bit fragile right now, right?
Yes,
like, what's
yep.
going to happen with
yep.
the paying players? What's going to happen with, is all this? Whereas the NFL doesn't feel at all fragile. You know, it's the same game, and they're both incredibly popular. And I think college football, honestly, has one of the reasons it's in ascendance is because we're so attuned to the NFL, and it's kind of like just like the NFL. You know, it's in the NFL on Saturdays, so we like that with pageantry and tradition. But it feels like it really has some existential crisis to deal with. Less about paying players, which I don't think is an existential crisis, than it is the way that they've carved up conferences and chased money, and the way they're doing all of that, I think, is a little bit of an existential crisis. But yeah, the NFL season cannot start soon enough for me.
Yeah, it's the best. I mean, going to games. I mean, I you know, it's just, I sometimes, you know, wish I had an NFL team, but in market, but whatever, that's fine. Grizz are just fine, especially now that they've drafted Yao Ming. That's the nickname that people have come up with, Zach Eadie.
Yao Ming, right? Yeah, Yao Ming.
Yao
okay,
Ming.
I get that.
Speaking of Yao Ming, Drew Hill had a good piece up about his availability or potentially lack thereof in Las Vegas. Jason March told Drew Hill, "We want him on the floor. We want to see what he can do. We'll see if he plays again in summer league. We're not going to be reckless. You saw him turn his ankle. He turned it pretty good. We just have to be smart with it." So I'm asking you to sort of read into the tea leaves here. Second game in Vegas would be July 15th. That would give him 6 days, obviously. Do you expect personally to see Zach Edey play in summer league in Vegas?
Well, I heard you suggest that he should be shut down, and that always seems silly to me because, I mean, in the end, these guys are going to be playing basketball. It's not like if you're not playing football games because you're held out of the exhibitions, right? You're not off playing tackle football somewhere else,
right?
You know, you're not doing. Whereas if you are an NBA player who's not playing in a summer league game, you're playing in some. You're running. You know, you're playing full court hoops somewhere else. And so,
at a different speed, I would argue. At a different speed,
arguably, like it's summer league, man. So, but anyway,
I think Edie is the guy.
He was going after.
Yes,
that's true. He was diving on the floor. So. I would like to see him play. If you read, and I urge people to read Drew Hill's piece, I think he was the only unaffiliated media who was there at that particular branch of the Summer League. And so I'd urge you to read the piece. It's interesting. You sort of start parsing the words that Jason March said. First, as he said, we want to see him out there. You know, he's got things. We want to see what he can do. And I think there's something to that. He is still a rookie. He's an incredibly productive rookie. Let's see what he can do. But then they go on to say, yeah, we'll see. And then, and Jeffrey sort of clued me into this. He said, that boy wants to play. And you know what people say when they don't let a player play?
That he wants to play.
When you say that. You know what I mean? Like, when someone is held out, all we hear about is how much they want to play. So does the fact that they're talking about how much Yao Ming wants to play, does it signal that he, in fact, won't play?
Yes, I do. I think, yes. I just don't believe.
I think he won't play.
I don't think he's going to play.
He's done.
I agree. I would say, and you listen to me, and I appreciate that, so you sort of know the point.
I'm an avid listener.
Even from Michigan. It's good. Hopefully you have
people may not know this, but if you can't catch it live, you know, when you're going running or doing something else, you can listen to Jason John on the app. You know, that's what I go back and I catch it later if I miss it, you know?
It is amazing. Sometimes people will say, man, I'm moving. I hate that I'm like, you don't have to not listen to us. Like, the internet exists on
people
the app.
Sometimes say to me, they'll say, do you ever think about having a podcast? That's what they I'll get that a lot, right? Well, yeah. Do you ever think about having a podcast? Someone said that. Usually it's a young person. So
right,
someone
right,
said
right,
that.
Right, right.
My nephew, my 20-year-old nephew said that to me because podcasts are cool in the way that radio is not, right, for a 20-year-old.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I try to explain to him that if I was to, quote-unquote, start a podcast tomorrow, I'd have 12 listeners as opposed to the tens of thousands, of hundreds of thousands, whatever it is that we already have here. Plus, by the way, this is also a podcast available, consumed just like you would any other podcast.
No doubt.
So in fact, I have a podcast, but also a radio show, you know? So
that's
it,
right.
It worked out well. Anyway, I was listening.
That his performance was not only very good in the one performance, but it was also against the best big man he would see anyway this summer. So, like, yes. I think that's really just like, you know, sometimes, like, you know, you write the paper up, you turn it in, and that's your grade. I'm submitting it to turnitin.com to check for plagiarism, and that's my paper for the semester.
It's fine, but it to me, it's about being the best version of yourself and what is going to help him be the best version of himself and what's going to help the Grizzlies, you know, see what he can do. I think it's seeing him play in real competition, I think probably helps. He's not a finished product. He is a more finished product than a lot of people they could have drafted, but he is not a finished product. Why not have him play if he's ready to play? Now, again, if he's not ready to play, that's fine. Then shut him down. If it's because he is an injury, then I have no problem shutting him down. But just out of principle, because he had one good game, shut him down?
It's both of those things sort of in working together. You know, that's kind of the way I look at it. Because, like, I mean, plus, here's the context.
Plus, I want to see him play.
Well, I understand that. But you're just, we don't always get what we want, do we?
Right.
You know, we don't know.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm sure that
check the Bills receiving corps.
Check the Bills receiving corps. Check the, you know, Biden team before the debate.
Yeah, all this stuff. Yep.
You know, I mean, or maybe they wanted that to happen. I don't know. I do not know anymore.
We've got what we want. Hey, by the way, good news on the economy today. Inflation actually, I know people won't believe this, inflation actually down. In fact, year over year, prices are lower today than they were 1 year ago today.
Now that,
and particularly in some major categories,
yes,
they're significantly down. Again, I'm not saying that it's, you know, life isn't too expensive. It is. I feel it too. But it's actually a little bit of good news. It also suggests that interest rates will now start to come down,
right?
Which will be helpful to people because, you know, the home market is
exactly
so unbelievably clotted.
It's so expensive to buy a house right now.
I mean, you just can't. If you are a first time home buyer, I don't know how you can afford it.
I don't
if you already have a home, you don't want to give up the interest rate that you already have.
You're gonna have to pry out of my cold, dead hands this 3%, brother. You ain't getting this 3%. And I will say this, like, if I start to sniff a 4.5, I'll move again. But until that happens,
you're staying right where you are.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just.
And then it's just true. And then because you're staying right where you are, your house isn't going on the market. And so people who want to be, buying your house, and multiply you times a million people or a thousand
That's
people
right.
in Memphis. And that explains the situation that we're faced with.
Exactly. Exactly right. I want to go back to what you said, though, about inflation, which is not that this wasn't supposed to be NPR today, but whatever. It's probably the most fascinating piece of policy and ideology that, you'll see and hear people believe that we are or have been in a recession, or that inflation, even on TikTok, I'll see of recent videos in the last month or so, like, why are you voting, for example, why are you voting for Donald Trump? Because inflation, even though the prints have all been positive and trending down, why do you think that there is...
I'm not turning this into a defense of Biden or Trump or whatever else. What's actually happened, though, is that, I do think if you look at the world, what you see right now is incumbents are losing the elections. And it's because people, I think, mostly because of inflation. So in France, you had a left-wing government that loses an election. In England, you have a right-wing government that loses an election. The commonality is they're both being blamed for people walking into a grocery store and paying too much for eggs or too much for gas or too much for, whatever it is, fast food, or like you see it every day. And so I think just emotionally, it ticks you off. It ticks me off, right? And so incumbents all over the place. Now, the truth of the matter is, why is there, if there's worldwide inflation, because for complicated reasons having to do with not the leader of France or the leader of England or the leader of the United States, but having to do with the fact that we had a pandemic and we had all the issues that came with that.
Right.
Yes, now inflation is down, but the prices really are not coming back down to where they were.
Correct.
Once
yes.
Time. What actually we do have year over year, prices have come down. Actual real life prices have come down, but modestly. So a big one, used cars, prices are down 10% year over year. Mm-hmm. Gasoline prices down 2.5%. Airline tickets, 5%. Fruits and vegetables, 0.5%. Dairy, 0.1%, right? And so, but if you're buying a quart of milk, great, came down 0.1%. It is true that inflation is now under control. The Fed says so. Everyone agrees inflation is under control. But people are still mad because for the last couple of years, it hasn't been under control. And you're just mad. And you know what? Let's blame an immigrant. And that literally is what is what's happening worldwide. This is nothing to do. This is not a, I'm not weighing in on the politics of the moment. I'm just telling you that's what happened is worldwide. People, I think, get more ticked off about inflation. Wages have gone up. Unemployment is down. People don't care about that
right. As
much as they care about, damn it, groceries are too expensive.
Right.
And I feel it, too.
Yeah. No, I mean, and it is. It's a lagging deal, and it's sort of the next administration's sort of job to clean up in the current. But that's just that's the way it goes. By the way, just breaking news. And I'm just going to pass it along while we're talking about the president. It sounds as though, according to the New York Times, some Biden advisors are discussing how to convince him to step aside. So it's not just.
And I saw that they were testing.
Yes.
How
yes,
they were
sir.
Running numbers on how
yes.
Kamala would do against
exactly.
Trump.
Exactly.
And
all U.S. politic futures have been taken off the board.
It feels like I think Joe should call Ryan Silverfield, because once upon a time, Ryan's approval ratings were, would you would say, pretty low, right?
Very.
Very low. And there was a lot of skepticism about how long he'd last in his current office. And what did he do? He turned it around. And so, but normally we say it's really hard. Look at the example of a football coach. Once people are out on a football coach, we've said this a million times, you can't get them back. Now, weirdly enough, Ryan is an example to that. That may not be true. But generally what we say about a football coach is once they're out on you, you can't get them back.
Right.
And it feels very much like that. Once people are wondering whether you're going to voluntarily step away,
right? Agreed.
How the hell can you run a serious campaign?
It's hard.
Every day you're being asked, you know, how mushy is your brain today? You know, that's the only theme of the election now. It's the only thing you're hearing about. Do you know the Republican convention? I think it's next week. Is it next week? And yet all we're talking about is Joe Biden's mushy brain.
That's right. Well, he's good from 10 to 4. He's good from 10 to 4 p.m., which is like you're good from 9 to 11.
Right, and exactly, then, right.
And then, you know, when you get on with Gabe, you're good again. Kamala is now the favorite to be
in the betting market.
Yeah, to be the next. She's plus 117. Joe Biden is plus 161.
Wow.
So, you know, and Michelle Obama is there at 16 to 1. She's sitting out there. I don't think it'll happen, but she's sitting out there. Jeff, appreciate the time as always, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, Jeff Crawford joins us every Thursday here on the show. That's all breaking news. I mean, it's obviously not sports related, but
it'd
be pretty significant if that it ends up happening at some point during the course of this week and next. So, anyway, that's Jeff Calkins. Appreciate his time. We'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Trista Crick will join us at 12:25. We'll talk to her about the Grizzlies draft. We'll talk to her about the free agency. Kings made some moves. A new era for the U.S. men's national team in soccer. People are excited.
Yeah.
And they're going after a big fish.
Oh, we got somebody big we're looking for to coach this thing now?
Is going after a big fish.
We'll
get into all that and when we get back. Jason and John, I'm trying to FM ESPN.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.